Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say. Hell today is vanquished, heaven is won today. Christ once said is living, God forevermore. Him, the true Creator, all His works adore. Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say. Hell today is vanquished, heaven is won today. Maker and Redeemer, life and health of all, God from heaven beholding human nature's fall. You, the true and only Son of God above, died as mortal man to save us by your love. Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say. Hell today is vanquished, heaven is won today. Source of all things living, you came down to die. Plumb the depths of hell to raise us up on high. Come then, true and faithful, come fulfill your word. This is your third morning, rise, O buried Lord. Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say. Hell today is vanquished, heaven is won today. Free the souls long prisoned, bound with Satan's chain. All that once had fallen, raised to life again. Show your face in brightness, shine in every land. As in Eden's garden, when the world began. Welcome, happy morning, age to age shall say. Hell today is vanquished, heaven is won today.
The service begins with the introit on your white bulletin insert. He gave them to drink of the water of wisdom. Alleluia. He will strengthen them, they shall not be moved. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing to Him, sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. He is the Lord our God. He remembers His covenant forever. For He remembered His holy promise. He brought out His people with joy and gladness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. He gave them to drink of the water of wisdom. Alleluia. He will strengthen them. They shall not be moved. Alleluia. Alleluia. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who through the resurrection of your Son secured peace for our troubled conscience, grant to us this peace evermore, that trusting in the merit of your Son, we at length will come to the perfect peace of heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for Easter Tuesday is from the third chapter of Daniel. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre and psaltery and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated, and he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, True, O king. Look, he answered, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And in the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw that these men, on whose bodies the fire had no power, the hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let Israel now say, His mercy endures forever. The second reading is from the 13th chapter of Acts. Men and brethren, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to you the word of this salvation has been sent. For those who dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not know him, nor even the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath, have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause for death in him, they asked Pilate that he should be put to death. Now when they had fulfilled all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. He was seen for many days by those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses to the people. And we declare to you glad tidings, that promise which was made to the fathers. God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he raised up Jesus. As it is also written in the second Psalm, You are my son, today I have begotten you. This is the word of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, "Have you any food here?" So they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Page 141, the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and third day he rose again, according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hymn 145. Content, my Jesus ever lives, in whom my heart is pleased. He has fulfilled the law of God for me. God's wrath he has appeased, since he in death could perish never. I also shall not die forever. I am content. I am content. I am content. My Jesus is my head.
His member I shall be. He bowed his head when on the cross he died with cries of agony. Now death is brought into subjection for me to by his resurrection. I am content. I am content. I am content. My Jesus is my light, my radiant Son of grace. His cheering rays beam blessings forth for all, sweet comfort, hope, and peace. This Easter sun has brought salvation and everlasting exaltation. I am content. I am content. I am content. At length I shall be free, awakened from the dead. Arising glorious evermore to be with you, my living head, my Lord's earth binding fetter sever, then shall my soul rejoice forever. I am content. I am content.
Our sermon text from Luke 24, verse 40. When he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe, for joy and marveled, he said to them, "Have you any food here?" This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For our purposes this morning, we will say that there are three responses to the preaching of the gospel. First of all, the gospel is not for the strong and the brave. It's not for those who think they don't need Christ and don't need his forgiveness. For those who neither recognize their sin nor are heavily burdened from it will find that they have no need for a Savior, and they will fight against the good news and reject it. Second, for those who confess their sins, Jesus Christ is a treasured possession. The weak and downcast will cling to it and will not let go of it. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will rejoice in the preaching of the good news of the forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of sins will satisfy their deepest needs. Jesus' resurrection from the dead will give their heart peace, and it will result in a witness and a proclamation to friends and neighbors. Third, there will be those for whom the good news is a treasured possession, yes, but these believers will also have a downtrodden conscience and desire the forgiveness of sins. But nevertheless, these people will also find within themselves that they have little or no fruit. These Christians are concerned that they don't appear to have great joy and comfort and peace. In fact, they are bothered that Easter has come and gone, and they are not able to rise and fly with eagles. Though they desire to rejoice and they want to be singing their hallelujahs, but they fear that they are only repeating the words. Now, if you're in the first group, I need to show you your sins, of course. Those who have not tasted the bitter cannot relish the sweet. He who has not confessed his sins and understood his condition is not able to truly delight in the forgiveness of sins. Now, if you are in the second group, then you know the blessing of Jesus' resurrection. You have come this day that you might rejoice in your Lord. The peace and joy of Christ has moved your heart to come and sing and receive the Lord's gifts. And this is another opportunity during this Easter season to receive the gospel message, which I preach with thanksgiving and praise. However, the third sermon, or the sermon for the third group, if you are struggling with your resurrected life, if you are concerned that you lack the fruits of Christ's resurrection in your own life, then listen up. If you're not satisfied with the level of peace and joy in your life, then you will need to hear the rest of today's sermon. Now, here's what happens. Other churches will often take those who are believers in Christ and try to make them despair over their salvation. And then they will tell them that they need something else. Oh, sure, you have forgiveness of sins, they will say, but do you have the gift of the Holy Spirit? You may know about Jesus' suffering and death and resurrection, but you need to be on fire for Jesus. Oh, yes. When you wake up in the morning, are you praising the Lord as the birds do as the sun rises? Oh, you're not. Are you thanking God for His every blessing? Well, if not, then you're going to have to come to some kind of new understanding, some new spiritual technique, or some new injection of enthusiasm. So let's see. What does Jesus do in Luke chapter 24 on Sunday evening? Jesus had risen from the dead early on that Easter morning. Jesus had already sent the women to the disciples, and the apostles had learned that he had risen from the dead. He had told them, "Do not be afraid." Later, he told them that he had risen from the dead. All right, later that afternoon, we find that Jesus had spoken with two of the disciples who had already skipped out on town. Then they recognized Jesus and ran back to Jerusalem and told the gathered disciples that they had seen the resurrected Christ. And so the 11 and those with them responded, "It is true! The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." So these 11 and those with them are not unbelievers. They do know the facts. In fact, they believe that the facts are true, and they don't reject the news, you know, as if they could care less. No, they don't reject it. They hold to it. Nevertheless, what do we learn? If we're talking about the absence or the presence of the fruits of the resurrection, then they most likely would fall into the third group. They are definitely not those with peace. As believers in the faith, there they are behind locked doors. Jesus says, "Peace be with you." Now, not because they don't already have it, but in order to give it to them. And with Jesus coming, they don't break into a four-part harmony of the Te Deum Laudamus. The text says they were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. Jesus says to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your minds?" You see, that was their conditions. Believers, yes, but troubled and having doubts? After showing his hands and his feet to them, the text says, they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement. So what were they to do? And what are we to do if after celebrating the Lord's resurrection, we still have troubles and doubts and a lack of peace and joy? Well, Jesus is giving us the answer. He once again returns to the announcement of the resurrection. He shows them his hands and his feet. He eats a piece of broiled fish in their presence, and then Jesus begins to teach them the Word of God. The answer is not some kind of a spiritual exercise or a hand clapping or an excitement-filled, heartwarming, inspirational song or talk. The answer to their problem is the teaching of the Word of God. Luke 24 tells us three times about how our Jesus gave them the Word. Jesus said, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me." And then it said, "And he opened their minds that they might comprehend the scriptures." Three. And then he said, "Thus it is written," and thus it was necessary. Three times. The Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God. After the belief in the resurrection has assured us of the forgiveness of sins, we are not done with the Word of God. Now it's time to devote yourself to the Word of God in prayer. Now that Jesus has risen from the dead, it's time for believers to gather around the Word and Sacrament. Well, what if you don't feel peace and joy? Well, come and gather around the Word of God. Well, what if I already tried that and it didn't work? Well, come and gather around the Word of God. You see, the solution is not to run away from Jesus until absence makes the heart grow fonder. The answer is that only the Word of God can give those fruits. You need more of the Word of God, not less. You need more of the Word of God, not something else added to the Word of God. In fact, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not about giving you emotions or strength so that you can go off and do all these things by yourself. The resurrection is to teach us about our dependence upon Jesus. It is only by, with, and in the Word of God that we are made strong. Jesus is driving out doubts. He's driving them away with his resurrection foretold by the fulfilled scripture. So let me put it this way. The Word of God is not a pill which you take once and then everything is corrected and you can go back to your sinful life. And neither is it a short-term solution of nursing you back to help over 40 days and then sending you back to do things all by yourself with increased vigor and happiness. Being a disciple of Jesus involves a daily and a continuous appropriation of the Word of God. At times, you will be told that you're holding on to your sins, and so you repent. At times, you will be told that your sins are forgiven. Do not fear. And so you believe. At times you will be told that you're relying upon your feelings. And Jesus says that he has already given you peace, whether you feel it or not. You already have Jesus' peace. You believe in God, so come. Come and sing some Easter hymns. If you still don't feel it, well, come and sing them again. And if you don't feel it, well, don't pay it any mind. Continue praising your Lord, and when the Lord desires you to have those feelings to go along with the reality of the peace which you already have, then he will give it to you. Do you show forth the love of Christ to your neighbor? No? Well, then I forgive you your sins. Go and show your neighbor the love of Christ. You don't feel very loving? Well, come and hear the Word of God. You still don't feel it? Come and hear the Word of God again. You still don't feel it? Don't pay it any mind then. Simply go out and love your neighbor. Over time, the Lord will teach you to love even apart from your own feelings. He might even give you loving feelings toward your enemies. Nevertheless, do not give up hearing the Word of God. You don't need anything else. The Holy Spirit is given through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. The Holy Spirit creates faith and produces good works and good desires. Continue to live resurrected lives of hearing the Word of God. 1 Peter 2 says this, "Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Well, you have tasted the Lord's resurrection, and now desiring to be receiving the pure milk of the word. And so, come and hear that word and grow up in your salvation. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We stand for prayer. O gracious Lord Jesus Christ, honor and praise be to Thee that Thou hast overcome sin, reconciled us with God, and made a way for us to eternal life. Honor and praise be to You that by Your death You have destroyed our death, and by Your resurrection has brought us life, that we, Your members, shall not remain in the grave, but rise with You to glory everlasting. Honor and praise be to You also that after Your resurrection, You did mercifully show Yourself to Your disciples and friends, making glad their hearts with exceeding comfort. And we beg You, therefore, to reveal Yourself also unto us and all Christendom with peace and joy. Show us the print of the nails in Your wounded hand, and when we are slow of heart to believe, open to us the Scriptures by Your Holy Spirit. Grant us rightly to know the mystery of Your death and the power of Your resurrection. Help us to believe without doubting that You did hide our iniquity in the grave and for our benefit did destroy death and that grim prison house, and You did truly rise and enter into Your glory to make us partakers of the same, that as strangers and pilgrims on earth, we may earnestly long for our eternal home and rest in the hope of our blessed departure from You, our living Lord of glory. May we also, by the renewal of the Holy Spirit, through the hearing of Your word, rise daily from that servitude of sin. As Your living members, we might evermore delight in Your service and praise. O Lord, You are the strength of the weak, the consolation of the afflicted. May we therefore not despair in the hour of our trial, even though our eyes be holden for a time not to see You, but evermore be our companion upon the way, the guest of our homes. Bless our daily bread. Grant peace unto our land and peace in our souls. Preserve the joy and gladness of Easter, that it may continually be in our hearts. When the day is far spent and the sun is about to set, when the shadows thicken about us in the gathering gloom of the eventide of life, even in the agony and pain of death, graciously abide with us. Lead our souls out of this veil of sorrows into that heavenly Jerusalem. And on the last great day, when the voice of the archangel is heard, O You, O risen Christ, who are clothed with immortality and glory, raise up our mortal bodies and make them like unto Your glorious body. Grant us peace everlasting in the mansions of heaven, where we shall see You face to face, and where You will hold gracious conversation with us, and be our joy and pleasure, our light and our glory, world without end. Amen. The offertory psalm is on the white bulletin. He bowed the heavens also and came down
with darkness under His feet. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered His voice. He sent out His arrows and scattered the foe. Lightnings in abundance, and He vanquished them. Let
Give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb, which was offered for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. O Lord Jesus Christ, who said unto your apostles, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Regard not my sins, but the faith of your church. Grant unto her that peace and unity which is according unto your will, for you live and reign with God, now and forever. Amen. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Come. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood
of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. What has passed our lips as food, O Lord, may we possess in purity of heart. What is given us in time be our healing for eternity. The communion psalm is on your white bulletin.
If then you were raised with Christ,
seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Hallelujah. Christ, to which our life appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Hallelujah.
We stand.
Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that the virtue of the Paschal Sacrament which we have received may ever remain in our souls. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.